what is the research conducted this year, what we've sort of seen in Tibet, taught scientists, you know, this new information about the Denisovans?
Well, it's exciting because this is an incredible new species of human that we didn't really know about a few years ago. As you said, they found a finger bone of a child in the cave. And normally, you know, if you find a finger bone, you kind of think, oh, well, maybe it's more human, maybe it's Neanderthal. But the thing about this was, because it was found in Siberia, it's excellent preservation of ancient DNA. So they were able to extract the whole DNA sequence from that finger bone, and they were able to identify that it's actually not modern human or not Neanderthal. It's actually a different species of human. And they now in a position where they know more about the Denisovan DNA than they actually know what they actually look like. So that's a really strange decision. We know what the hominin look like, but we just don't know much about their DNA. So it's completely the reverse. So now we're in a position where we've got this DNA, we know all about the structure. As you said, you know, we know where the DNA sort of appeared in which sequences, but we don't actually know what they look like.
Do we understand how they would have evolved differently from other human subspecies?
Yes, we think that there's a common ancestor probably about 500,000 years ago, probably something like Homo heidelbergensis, which then sort of had a sort of a branch out, and we would have branched off to modern humans, and then there would have been another branch, which was Neanderthals and the Denisovans. And about 390,000 years ago, they split into Denisovans and Neanderthals. So it's kind of like a human sort of sister species to modern humans, but not on the same split, if you get what I mean.
Now, how do we know about the sort of interbreeding with early humans? How have we sort of discovered more about that?
Yeah, that's incredible. They actually found one of the bones. They actually found a bone fragment, and now it was totally unidentifiable as a human fragment. But they did an analysis where they could actually look through the proteins, and they found that this had the proteins of a human. And they identified it as Denisovan, a Denisovan bone. And what's incredible about this bone was that the mother was a Neanderthal, but the father was a Denisovan. And it's the first time they've ever found the direct, you know, link between the two species. So it would have literally, you know, sort of had a mum from one side and a dad from the other, if you get what I mean. And this is a 13-year-old child that they found, died probably about 90,000 years ago. But, you know, this, I mean, direct evidence that there would have been interbreeding between definitely Denisovans and Neanderthals, and possibly even early modern humans as well.
And in terms of the tools that have been discovered, what have we actually been able to learn about? Well, obviously, we don't know, so, like you say, what they look like and all that kind of thing, but the way in which they live, do we have some understanding of those?
Yeah, so originally, we found all the stuff has been found in Denisov Cave in Russia. So they found the child's finger bone, they found three teeth and part of a skull. But then outside of Russia, they have a cave in a Tibetan plateau called Baishia. And there they found actually a mandible that they've identified, not from the morphology, but they've identified it from the DNA as Denisovan. And that's really interesting now because they've done a lot more work in that cave. They've been able to find DNA actually in the cave sediments rather than just, you know, in the bones. And obviously it's like a, you know, a CSI crime scene. You know, when humans are anywhere, we shed skin and sweat and blood and all that kind of thing that contributes to DNA. And that can be found within the sediments. And from that, we've been able to work out, you know, what sort of stone tools they made, how they used to butcher carcasses, how they lived, and how they kind of survived in this really, I mean, harsh climate, the Tibetan plateau, you know, and how they would have, like, adapted to living at high altitudes as well, which is really incredibly interesting at that kind of time range.
And do we have a real understanding of why they died out, why we don't see Denisovans about today?
Yeah, I mean, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it? Why does any species die out? We can see that they were successful. They were definitely, you know, sort of interbreeding. And it's incredible that their DNA is actually found in Australasian DNA right now. So modern Australasians actually have a little part of Denisovans in their DNA, which is really incredible. So they were, you know, incredibly successful. As to why they died out is really difficult to kind of pinpoint. You have to sort of identify. At the moment, we only have two sites, the Denisovan Cave and Tibetan Plateau. You know, what the real big question now is finding more Denisovan material. As you know, we don't know what they look like. So there could be fossils and discoveries that we've already made that we don't actually know are Denisovan. And the problem is, you know, so there's a big hunt at the moment going through Asia, going through Southeast Asia. Can we find more Denisovan material? Because we know they would have been around at that time. But trying to find them or identify them is very difficult because we don't know what they look like. It's like, you know, looking for a needle in a haystack if you don't know what a needle looks like. Do you know what I mean? It's like incredibly difficult. And it would be great if it was very, very cold climates like in Siberia because it would preserve the DNA. But unfortunately, Southeast Asia is hot and wet and that's the worst preservation of DNA. So it's very, very difficult to work out exactly what was Denisovan and what wasn't.
Well, I must say, it sounds fascinating. It really does. I find this kind of thing really, really fascinating. So, Kira, do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
No problem. Thank you.